everyone wrongly prosecuted a fraud. A software flaw made it seem as though managers were stealing from their branches. Richard Moorhead is Professor of Law at the University of Exeter. He says all the convictions are unsigned.
The level of evidence coming out of the Post Office inquiry shows that the Post Office prosecution investigation and prosecution lawyering was so problematic, so deeply flawed, that all of the convictions should be quashed.
It's claimed British and American ships have fought off the largest attack yet by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. The Iranian-backed group based in Yemen has been targeting shipping over Israel's operation in Gaza. Danone is offering to reduce the price it sells baby milk to retailers for. The 7% drop would apply to most of their Aptamil products, including baby formula. The changes are expected to come in next week, with Supermarket Iceland already saying the change will be reflected in what it charges. Richard Walker is the managing director of its food division.
We're passing on all of the saving that we're getting from Aptamil straight on to our customers, down to £11.20, because we've committed to make no money out of selling infant formula.
More than half of the reports of child sexual abuse in England and Wales in 2022 were made against under-18s. Figures suggest 107,000 cases were made overall. The boss of Boeing's admitted mistakes have been made after a window fell from a plane mid-air. Nearly 200 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets have been grounded. And Baby Yoda's coming back to the big screen in a new Star Wars movie. He's only been seen in a Disney Plus series so far. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Beautiful blue skies out there, but it is cold. Now, top temperature today is going to be 5 degrees, so slightly warmer than yesterday, but going down to minus 2 overnight. There is sunny intervals right the way through and a moderate breeze.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of The Breakfast Show and that 90s feature. He'll be back tomorrow morning from 7. You got me for the next couple of hours here with frozen thighs. Say that. Try saying that quickly. I've got frozen thighs. It's quite hard to say, actually. But I do. I do have frozen thighs. Still haven't got a boiler at home. So yesterday I did notice a bit more that it is very cold. Oh, really? Yeah, I did. And I did feel that it was, quite nippy, actually. I put on the little electric fire I have. Didn't really do much damage, as in, you know, I just felt very cold. Anyway, besides that, it's warmer in the studio, actually. I had to wash the car this morning on the way in because I couldn't really... It was just dirty. I don't know if it's worth washing it in this kind of weather. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't going to go out there with a bucket and a, you know, I had a free wash because I had so many, you know, you get the stamps. I quite like that. So I grabbed a coffee. I shouldn't have done because it's over £3. And I was like, no, you said you weren't going to do that again. But I did. I stopped and got a coffee. I was up nice and early, so I've got lots and lots of bits and pieces done. I went home yesterday, and I've got a bit of a thing for cleaning at the moment. I've gone through a couple of cupboards at home, and I've pulled out some stuff, just loads of bits, and I've got lots of stuff to go to the charity shop as well, which is really good. Some nice bits, you know, boots and things that people find handy in this kind of weather. And just stuff that I'm thinking I just need declutter, you know, declutter it, you know. My journal should be arriving today. I've got this massive journal to write down all my thoughts, which I'll probably do for the first 3 weeks and then forget about it. I bet you're going to, Michelle, do you actually have any thoughts? Yes, I do. So I've got my journal. Everyone's doing journals. I want to get some coloured pens so I can write in different colours and do flowers and all things like that. I know it's sad, but you can put down your goals, your aspirations, your dreams, and then look back at it and go, you did none of that. But I always find working to a list helps. You see, so that's what I'm trying to, you know, do. So I did a little bit in the kitchen. I left it a little bit messy, and then I started doing something else, and then went back to the kitchen because, you know, I can't just do one thing at a time. I have to do like several little bits because I get bored and I go off to do something else. Now, what I did find in the cupboard, which just made me really laugh, is probably about 20, again, about 20 years ago, I had a beautiful pair. I think I must have bought them in London. They were Dents leather gloves. Now, Dents was a brand. I don't even know if Dents is still around. Let's have a look. Dents leather gloves. Let's see. They might not even be around anymore. Oh, they are. Luxury leather gloves. The shop has been there since 1777, so quite old. I don't think they were gifted. I think I bought them. So they were expensive and they were lovely, and they were kind of the black, and inside was all like wool, lamb's wool or something. Anyway, I found the gloves yesterday and I really laughed because I have to tell you what happened. So I'd been out in the rain, I come back from London, I had these gloves on, and I got back to the house and I took them off and I thought, oh, they're all wet. So what I did with my Dents leather, my very expensive leather gloves, is I put them over the radiator to dry and then carried on, went to bed, and I'm not sure I've even worn them the next day. But when I went back to the radiator, I thought, oh, I'll put my gloves on, you know, go and see them. I was like, oh my God. And the gloves had shrunk by 70%, and they were like gnarly hands of a witch. You honestly, if you if you saw them, they didn't even look like, they looked like evil gloves. I mean, they're literally 75% smaller than they were. They would fit, I can fit my little finger inside one of the gloves, the rest of it, and they just shrunk, and all of the fingers just all bent up in different directions. I have put a little video up online on my Instagram at Eat My Brunch radio show if you want to check it out, because they were just spectacular. And I used to get them out at parties or put them up my sleeves and come out and talk to people, and then they'd see these little gloves, and I found them yesterday. It didn't make me laugh, and they were nicknamed the Gloves of Desire. Now, if you're in bed feeling unwell, which I know one or two of you are today, because it's because you're not very well, and it's a cold day and you're laying in bed, you're not being able to sleep or whatever else, I thought I'd play a song for you. So let me just go into my little magical area. Here we go. Let me just tap away. I'm looking for I can play this. There we go. So this is going out to you if you're in bed feeling a little bit sorry for yourself. This is Prefab Sprout and Cars and Girls. You can get in contact with the show at Eat My Brunch on Facebook and also on Instagram. You'll find me on TikTok and Twitter. And send me a voice note or just drop me a message and say hi.
Pussy dreams, life's a highway, too many roads. Bypass my way, or they never begin. Innocence, common to grief, at the hands of life's stinking car thief. That's my concept of sin. Does heaven wait all heavenly over the next horizon? At us now, some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now, what adds up the way it did when we were young? Just look at us now, some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Life's a drive. What's it do a young soul? We are deeply concerned. Someone stops for directions. Something responds deep in our engines. We have all been burned. Will heaven wait all heavenly over the next horizon? Hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young?
plastic, but it never pulls in. Precious thoughts, pretty streamers, guess this world needs its dreamers. May they never wake up. Alright, look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. What adds up the way it did when we were young? Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Look at us now. Start counting. While that's up the way it did when we were young. Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls.
Cause I'm the sister, I'm the sister. because it's radio and it's local.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And you can't fight the tears that ain't. The moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
If you're checking out the Brentwood Gazette, there's a great feature by Paul Golder, and it's a few of us actually have put down our artists to watch for this year, and Antonia there, and also Kev and Madeline, myself, Andy, we've all put forward artists that we think that you might like, who are local as well. Now, who did I pick? Well, I picked George Bone, a big fan of his, introduced by Martin from MJ Media probably about 8 months ago. He performed in the studio brilliantly. He's on our A-list at the moment. If you get a chance to see him, because his star is rising, he's getting a lot of radio play elsewhere, and he creates some really, really good songs, including one with Beat Bakery, which I've played at absolutely loads, which I love, which is called One More Time. But this is George on the A-list at the moment, George Bone with Valencia.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You tell my
now when you're moving to the center. always been. But the edge is where all the sparks fly when the wheel spins. I swear someone is leaving messages for me.
Mystery Jets with Bubblegum. Now I've got some amazing new music coming up and a bit of a discovery for me. You might know already who this guy is, possibly. I love looking on TikTok, and sometimes I, you know, there's loads and loads of musicians on TikTok, and sometimes you just get a song or a voice and you go, what's this? That happened to me last night, and I was straight in there with like, love your music, please send it. And he actually knows. The funny thing is, it's a small world, because I can see that there's people that I follow that follow him. I didn't realise at the time. I'm on other on Instagram and stuff, and also on Facebook, and I was like, oh my god, Ian follows him and that person follows him, I've sent his details to somebody else because I think they'd work well as a remixer. So I was really on it. I'm terrible at things like that. I can't help myself. I don't know what it is with my if I see an opportunity, I'm like, oh, right, you know, you should get in contact with that person. I do it all the time. Anybody who comes into the studio would tell you if they've been for an interview. I can't help myself by going, oh my god, you should do that, because that's the way my brain works. And I think it's from having working in recording studios and running like a massive serviced office and luxury apartments, and it was a really fantastic job, although it wasn't creative, but I still, my brain was, it's always going, you know, so I'm very, I always like dealing with things like that, and also being professional. Now, I know you listen to my show and you probably think, well, you're a bit all over the place, Michelle. But if I do like an admin job or a management job, I always try and make sure my kind of thing is that customer, you always treat customers with, you know, with respect and dignity, and call them back. That's why I get very frustrated when I ring somebody and they say, oh, we call you back, and they don't, and you're putting business out there. It doesn't matter how busy your company is, you should always try to ring back and say, I'm really sorry, really busy, I'm trying to get that quote to you, we'll do it as soon as possible, thank you for it. And it just makes all the difference, just that little personal touch. So I get very frustrated with things like that when I when you ask for something and you're waiting a couple of days and nobody comes back to you, or it's a bit lackluster, because that's not the way to get repeat business. It's to be, you know, you jump on any, even if you're really busy, you jump on any opportunity and you go to people straight away. That's, you know, that's what I you know, like to do. Anyway, I digress. I'm going on about myself again. But I heard this track yesterday and I thought, what a voice, what a voice. And he was actually, what it was, he'd done a gig and he put something like empty gig tonight. Now, he has played at Pizza Express and all over the place, and it got me hooked into thought, well, I'll have a listen, you know. And I thought, wow, what a great voice. So I know he does do packed out shows, but I thought that I would play you this. Now, his name is, let me get his name and try and do the pronunciation right, but you know what I'm like, and it could go horribly wrong. Let me just grab the details now. His first name is Stefan. I got that bit right. Here we go. Let me have a quick look. It is Stefan, and his surname is Mahendra. So Stefan Mahendra. It's Mahendra. This track is called Would You Be Mine. You listen to this guy's voice and the harmonies.
Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. But I don't mind, 'cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go, no, another day, oh no, without your love, oh baby. Would you be mine? Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time? Would you be mine? Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. And I don't, anyone says, 'cause I know our love is true. I don't wanna go another day without your love.
be my baby?
Yes.
Would you be mine?
I was just joining in. I couldn't help myself but sing at the end. I was singing away here in the studio. I heard that and it's just up my street. The harmonies. Oh, isn't that gorgeous? I'll be playing that loads more. That is Stefan Mahendra, Would You Be Mine? And he is from the UK and in London. I'm not sure if he's actually based in London. He could be based. He might be based in Essex. Let's hope he is. But I'm going to try and get him into the studio if possible, if he'll travel out this way. He plays piano and he sings with the band and just, whoa, played at the Pizza Express. I'm like so excited. It's just like when you hear a voice like that, I'm like, oh yeah. So there we go. I've got all over excited.
Phoenix FM travel news,
as I always do when I get new music. So there we go. Right, let's have a look on to the roads at the moment. Brook Street roundabout is actually lovely this morning. Drove in no problems. You've still got the A1023 with those temporary traffic lights there, and it can get a little bit clogged up. So if you're trying to get to the Ongar Road, I would suggest you go down Wigglybush Lane. Wheeled Way is shut because there's flooding, so you go down Wigglybush Lane and then at the end turn right onto Wheeled Road, and you should be able to follow that down coming out somewhere near the Ongar Road. Put your sat nav on and you should be fine. Don't ask me for directions, I'm hopeless. Now Wilson's Corner looking very busy in all directions at the moment, so just be aware. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, let's have a look. It's a nice clear run, no issues there. And up to the M11, you've got a clear run too. A12 is looking absolutely fine, and roadworks between junction 13 and 16 in both directions. Speed restrictions are 40 mile an hour while they do the much needed road resurfacing, but there can be some night time closures on the A12 at the moment, but there are always diversion signs. I say diversion signs because if I don't have a sat nav, I've got no idea where I'm going. As you know, yesterday when I tried to come into the studio, I went on the A127 because it was busy on the M25 coming off at Brook Street. So I thought I'll head on the A127. Normally I go round to Upminster and then cut through that way. I thought no, I'll go towards Basildon and South. I didn't know where I was going. I told you, on an industrial estate, just hopeless. I mean, I live in Essex. That's the worst thing. I live in Essex, and I've got better. I mean, I used to be quite worried about going to Chelmsford. Now I go there quite a lot. I like Chelmsford, actually. It's just nice for a change, you know. And because they've got John Lewis, and I quite like having a little mooch in John Lewis, although I practically never buy anything in John Lewis, but I like to have a little, you know, look, they've got nice makeup and things. I always like browsing makeup. I don't know what it is with women, but you might be the same, actually. It's like you haven't got any money. But if you buy a lipstick and it's in a nice packaging, you feel like you treated yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's like a little thing that you can get yourself, or an eyeshadow, or maybe a blusher, and you go, I really, you know, it's nice. And I love that because obviously, you know, clothing could be so, I mean, just looking at the sales, Marks and Spencer's over at Lakeside, I've got a sale at the moment. And I saw this jumper and I thought, actually, that's quite nice. Looks big enough. It might fit me. And I picked it up and I looked at it. It was 50 quid. And that was in the sale. I was like, who's buying this for 50 quid? I'm not buying it for 50 quid. And when I did, actually, I was going to up to the counter at Marx's. And as you know, what they've done now is they've got loads of these self-service tools for, you know, if you're buying clothes or any other goods. And they've got a help desk. So I just go to the help desk. I'm not scanning my clothing. I'm not doing it. I want people to be able to, you know, you've got that interaction. I thought better of Marks and Spencer's anyway. This new shop at Lakeside, I mean, lovely staff, as always. No problems with the staff. You know, Marks and Spencer's staff are amazing. Always got time to have a chat. And also the people in Tesco's, you know, the shops I go to, there's other ones like you've got your Sainsbury's or Aldi. You know, you've got great staff. And that's what I like. I like to have a little bit of interaction. How were you? You know, when I went up to Marks's like a couple of days ago, I was chatting to a woman about her hair. I know. I know you're all going, oh, Michelle, really, every single time. Improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie,
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
I think it's warmed up in here ever so slightly. I think, unless I can't feel my... Yeah, I know I can. My thighs today are very, very cold. I'm rubbing my thighs. Like, just, I don't know what's happening. I mean, my feet are all right. It's just my thighs and my legs. I don't know why. I mean, I was sitting with a blanket on my lap last night. And I, you know, before you start saying, oh, Michelle, you old biddy, I have no heating because the boiler's broken. And that's why I was a tad cold. I'm getting used to it, though. This morning, though, when I had to get in the shower, I was like, oh, and I had to take, you know, because there's no heating in the bathroom, so I have to strip off really quickly. I'm giving you a wonderful image here. And then get my leg over the bath and into the shower. I've got a stepping bath. And, you know, I'm getting to that age, and I'm not being ageist or anything like that, but I'm a little bit not balancing very well when I'm getting out of the bath. And what I tend to do is I tend to hold on to the sink. And one day my legs will go and I'll be doing the splits. I've very nearly gone over a couple of times in the bath anyway. I think the funniest story, it's not funny, but Scott Ross will tell you himself, is when Scott Ross was in a hotel having a shower and he was standing on, because I've got one, on a bath mat, you know, so it's a bit more secure and, you know, and he leant forward. And he basically, he said I didn't know why he did it, but we do these things sometimes. And he pulled the bath mat from under his own feet and then fell over and smashed his head in the bath. And he just said, I don't know really why I did it. I think he was trying to adjust it, but he basically pulled it and and he caused himself to fall over. That's terrible, isn't it? I don't know. It's just one of those things. But every time he wasn't sick. I think he did actually whack his head. I think there was a bit of blood. You know what it's like when you whack your head on something. So anyway, that's not really a funny story. You're talking about somebody injuring themselves. But it is Scott Ross, and he won't mind me saying he's not here to defend himself.
We had life in our eyes and the world was on our side. Speeding along with no map, it was all green lights. It was just you and I. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight. I'm all out of love, but look at all the love.
FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.